Tefillah for Life, Shir 199, Tuesday, Parshas Shmini. After we finish the Birchas HaShachar, we say our Yehi Rotzen. And it's very interesting because this Yehi Rotzen is different than almost every tefillah that we say in davening. Because we mentioned many times that whenever we daven, we always daven in a loshin of a rabbim. We daven as if we are davening amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael. The hatzlocha of our tefillahs are built on the fact that we are part of Klal Yisrael. And that's how we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this Yehi Rotzen is different. It is said in a Loshen Yochid, as if you are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a personal bakasha for yourself. And we find similarly in Elikain Etzar, that we say at the end of Shemin Esrei, also it is said in a Loshen Yochid. And there's a fascinating thing that the Vilna Gaon says in the Sefer Imri Noyam on Brachis on Daf Memches. He says that on Shabbos, a person should not say Elikain Etzar, and he should also not say this Yehi Rotzen. And the reason the Vilna Gaon explains is because really on Shabbos, we don't say personal bakashas. On Shabbos, even though we do daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we do ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, for example, the Yehi Rotzen in the bracha before, in Hamavir Shena, we do say on Shabbos, but that is because it is part of a bracha. And the source is a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says, whatever is part of a bracha, you are allowed to say on Shabbos. It is not considered a specific bakasha, and therefore you're allowed to say it amongst the other brachas that we say on Shabbos. But this Yehi Rotzen and the tefillah of Elikain Etzar, which are not part of a bracha, says the Vilna Gaon, you should not say it on Shabbos. Now this is the shita of the Vilna Gaon, and most achronim say to say it on Shabbos, and that's why the prevalent minig is to say these two tefillahs on Shabbos. But we see from the Vilna Gaon an amazing thing, that this tefillah is similar to the tefillah of Elikain Etzar. It's not, so to speak, part of the main davening. It is a bakasha that is thrown in as a personal bakasha after the tefillah. And let's take Elikain Etzar for a moment. After we say Shemoneh Esrei, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu personal tefillahs for ourselves. And that's why it's an Loshen Yochid. Because when a person says Shemoneh Esrei, it's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. And it's a time to throw in your own tefillahs. And therefore it's a Loshen Yochid, and therefore we don't say it on Shabbos, because it's not part of the set tefillah that Chazal said. And perhaps we can say the same thing with this Yehi Rotzen. The source of this Yehi Rotzen is the Gemara in Brachis, that Rebbe used to say this Yehi Rotzen after he finished Shemoneh Esrei. And perhaps we can say that the reason why we say it over here is that after we say Birchas HaShachar and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he gives us, it is a tremendous Eis Rotzen. And therefore, we throw in this personal tefillah. And that's why it's a Loshen Yochid. It's not the standard tefillahs that we are saying before. It's a personal bakasha that we are asking in the Eis Rotzen that's right now.